I was fed up. Like, I'm not doing another dang January where I'm pissed off at myself because I'm not trying. Hey guys, I hope you are having the most amazing week. I want to tell you a little bit about my week and some things that are going on because it's super exciting and I have so many different emotions. There's all these nerves. I'm so nervous about this opportunity that I have, but I'm also so excited. And I'm also exhausted because I'm preparing for something that's so big and work has been so busy. So it's just been a roller coaster of emotions this week and I wanted to share them with you. So a few months back in February, I was on a live, an Instagram live, and someone that I follow, her name is Jen Gottlieb, and she's a keynote speaker. She also runs a business and she helps entrepreneurs kind of build their business, get in front of press, and helps with marketing, sales. She does coaching, all this stuff. So she was talking about having a mastermind, a free mastermind on public speaking. That's a goal of mine, to become a public speaker and a good one, you know, like, and one that's well known. So that's a goal of mine. And I was like, I have to go to this. So I signed up for this free masterclass and I got on there and she had announced that in May, there was an event that she's hosting. It's called Build Your Brand Live and it's in Atlanta. She has incredible speakers that are going there. Jamie Kern Lima, who's the founder of It Cosmetics, she's going to be speaking there. Jesse Itzler, Trent Shelton. She has a handful of incredible speakers that are going to be there. She's going to be speaking herself, obviously. Her husband, Chris Winfield, is an expert in AI. So he's going to be teaching about how to use AI to help build your business. And then we're just going to learn how to kind of build our business up and network. Networking is huge. I tell you what, if you, honestly, you have to follow her for one. Well, you don't have to. You can do whatever the heck you want. But I would highly recommend following her because the community, anytime I've joined anything free of hers, she gives so much value, free value for one. And anything that's paid for is, I mean, she's giving it to you for cheap. Because the value in what she's offering is absolutely incredible. And I've gotten so much from her. But the community of hers that she is building is so kind and supportive. I have met so many amazing people through her and her community that I'm so grateful for. So when I went to this mastermind, this public speaking free mastermind that she had, she was talking about her event that's coming up in May, and she said she's doing something that was very exciting to her and she has never done it before, which was a Speaking with the Stars speaking competition. So anyone who wanted to be a keynote speaker, a professional speaker, she's like, I highly recommend that you do this. All you have to do is buy a ticket to get down there, and then you could submit a 5-minute video, and you had to submit it by March 31st, I think, but they extended it a little bit until April. I know that I think there was at least 60 people that had tried out for this speaking competition that I know of. There could have been more, but I'm not sure. So I called my husband like immediately because of course, you know, you do these things and then they're offering this and then the ticket was at a discounted price, but it was during the call. So you had to like act fast because she's very big about, you know, obviously making quick decisions. Because that could be helpful in your business and just in life in general. That was one of the things. And of course, it's very smart marketing and sales. So I called my husband and I was like, hey, this is what's going on. And can I get the okay? Like, are you okay with me doing this? Because I am so pumped about it. And he was so supportive. He's like, absolutely, yes. Like, let's do this. So I submitted, like, I bought the ticket and then I had submitted a 5-minute speech, but I will tell you the speech, first of all, I had to put it together. And then I was going back and forth on, oh my gosh, maybe I shouldn't do this. Like, there's no way that this is good enough. I'm like thinking these things, you know, in my mind. And I'm like, screw this. Like, this is something that I want to do. I know that growth is not easy. It's very challenging. And if I want to make anything of myself, not that I haven't already, like I've accomplished amazing things, but I just mean like the new goals that I have set for myself. If I want to make something of myself aligned with those goals, then I cannot let this discomfort and the self-doubt and all those things stand in my way from doing this. So I submitted this video and I'm like, I did it a couple times through. And then finally I was like, that's it. Like, I'm just submitting it. I'm doing it. So I did. And then we had to wait. Oh my gosh, this was torturous. We had to wait months, like a month and a half before she was going to announce who would be the top 15. So if you're top 15 of everyone who applied, then that means you're a semifinalist. So she was announcing, well, she did announce on May 10th who the top 15 were in a Zoom call. And I was so, it was just so surreal because she called my name. I got picked to be the top 15, a semifinalist for the speaking competition. And the thoughts that were running through my head, I'm like, there's so many positive things. And then there were so many, I don't know, imposter syndrome kind of thoughts that were creeping in. I was just trying to take it all in, but it was so surreal when she said that. And I can't tell you how exciting that was. And then, so anyway, so the next steps are she's going to let us know the day before the event. So for the 15 people and anyone who tried out for the speaking competition, they're able to go to this cocktail reception the day before the event starts. If you're the top 15, you have to be at this cocktail reception when they announce who the top six are going to be. And the top six get a chance to speak on her stage with all those incredible speakers throughout the weekend. So I am so freaking pumped. So when this comes out, this is going to be Wednesday and I'm going to find out Thursday. Wish me good luck. I'm so excited. I'm just sending all the positive vibes. And the thing is too, a lot of times when I have tried something new, I have a lot more self-doubt and just that imposter syndrome creeping in, a lot of anxiety. And I genuinely have a really good feeling about this, whether that means that I'm going to get picked or not. And it doesn't even matter. I really feel like this is a win for me regardless, because I pushed myself and I stepped out of my comfort zone and I tried out for this. And just to get the semifinals, I'm like, oh, I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful. But anyways, just to have that feeling where I'm heavier on the positive side is such a change for me. And I just know that my mindset is shifting and it's helping me grow as a person and reach my goals, because I've wanted to do a lot of these things like public speaking and building courses and masterminds and building my Instagram and doing things along like the entrepreneurial side of things. And I have stopped myself so many times because of like doubt. And this is okay. So let me tell you what I usually do, because I have started certain things in the fall. The fall is huge for me. Like I have the most energy. I'm super positive and I'm a go-getter. I'm like, yes, I'm going to do this. And I live in Ohio. So for me, when the winter hits, I take such a hit energy-wise, and then it impacts my mood and all of the things. So there's not a lot of sunlight here. That just really impacts me. The past 3 years, I have started things in the fall and then I will give up by January. And this is the first year that I have gone this far, and I plan to keep going because I'm already getting over that hump, like that dip, like I made it through. And I'm telling you, there were so many times where I just wanted to give up on the things that I was doing, but I know myself. It's that self-awareness. Like you have to have the self-awareness of you where this is a pattern for me. Like I've seen this. So how am I going to break the pattern? I have to do something different. It's showing up when I don't want to. Sometimes we all focus on kind of, I'm not motivated. I'm not, well, sometimes you're just not going to be motivated and you need to lean into the discipline, because that discipline is what's going to get you to reaching your goals and get you through the dips. You have to establish a habit and these repeated behaviors so that you can grow and do something different. You know, it's like that insanity thing where it's like, okay, what's insanity? Well, we're just going to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. Yeah, I was insane for like 3 years. I'm not insane anymore, guys. I'm getting through it. All right. I'm becoming less insane. But I think that self-awareness, and I just want to encourage you guys so that you know, when I talk to you, I'm encouraging you to do really hard things. I'm not sitting over here and things aren't just coming easy to me and I'm not putting in the work and the effort. Like I've spent hours, like I have this full-time job and I'm a psychiatric nurse practitioner and I'm doing that work during the day. And then after work, I'm also doing work. Like I'm working on content for my Instagram, content for the podcast. I'm putting together speeches. I'm working on all of these different things. So it does require a lot of your time and your effort, you know? So if you have a dream or you want to do something, then don't give up on yourself. Just put in the extra work, because I know that you're going to do incredible things. So please believe in yourself. I believe in you. Have that self-awareness too. Don't just keep doing things and then expect a different result, right? It's like, okay, gain that awareness. This is a pattern. This is what I'm doing. Have that recognition and then start little by little to make changes. And sometimes it doesn't have to be a big change. I still feel like I'm hoping next year, now that I know some of this, I'm going to be even better when winter comes around, you know, like, because I've proved to myself and I'm building confidence that yes, I can get through that tough time. The years before, repeat, I just was giving up. I was like, it was killing my confidence because I'm like, okay, I'm just going to give up. I'm just going to quit. And I had enough of that. I'm like, I'm done with this. I don't want to regret when I'm older that I didn't try the things that were important to me. So I guess that was it. I was fed up. Like, I'm not doing another dang January where I'm pissed off at myself because I'm not trying. Please don't give up on yourself and go after all the dreams that you have, because if you keep at them, I mean, I can't promise that all your dreams are going to come true, but my gosh, you're going to get a lot closer to them if you don't give up. So keep trying. And wish me luck because I'm going to Atlanta. This is coming out Wednesday, and I'll find out the very next day if I'm the top six. You better believe I'm going to be shouting that to the rooftop on Instagram and Facebook and whatever. Whoever wants to hear me say it, I'm going to say it. So just be looking out for that, okay? And if not, if I don't make it, like I said, I'm just so grateful. And I'm going to be cheering on everyone who is up there on that stage and going after their dreams and pushing themselves, because it's absolutely an incredible opportunity. I hope you have a great week, and I will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Landing Imperfect. I truly appreciate you being a part of this community and sharing this journey with me. If you do want to connect further, then don't hesitate to follow me on Instagram at jen.lander. I would love to hear your thoughts, any questions, or any stories that you want to share, so DM me there. I also have a website. It's a Landing Imperfect website where I share a blog post about my podcast, and then you can join my email list. I have a PDF that provides anxiety and stress management tools that you can use as well when you join my email list. So check it out. My website will be linked in my show notes. So don't hesitate to reach out.